Most people know the Philippines as a series of islands that are commonly visited for vacation, but underneath that bright tourist attraction that everyone sees, a dark layer of tragedy is hiding, just waiting to be explored. I'm Risha Sheth, and this is Legend. Ballot Drive is located in New Manila District in Quezon City, Metro Manila, the Philippines. The road is a major route of Japanese and cabs, serving the New Manila area, connecting Eulogio Rodriguez, Senior Avenue, and Nicanor Domingo Street in Quezon City. The road is noted for several ballot trees that formerly lined it and urban legends of a white lady ghost. Most of the ballot trees were cut down, but the spirits that used to live in those trees still linger to this very day. The name Ballot Drive was named after a ballot tree that used to stand in the middle of the road. The road has since been cemented and asphalted in the early 1970s. There are several houses in the area that date back to the Spanish era. This includes the famous 200-year-old Cenantio House, which shows that Ballot Drive has been in use since the late Spanish era towards the end of the 19th century. There are several landmarks along the road that you can look out for in case you want to visit Ballot Drive. Some of these landmarks include Baliwang Lechon Restaurant, the Business World offices, and the famous Cenantio House. The street used to have ballot trees lined up against the area, causing it to be dark and appear frightening. In Pinoy folklore, ballot trees are believed to be a home for spirits and mysterious creatures. Various legends and folklore have circulated since the 1950s that the street was haunted. The most popular legend is described to be a white lady ghost. The white lady supposedly haunts taxi drivers in the middle of the night. According to the legend, the ghost is a teenage girl who was run over and killed by a taxi driver at night, then buried around a ballot tree in Ballot Drive. Another variation of the legend claims a student in the University of the Philippines was assaulted and killed by a taxi driver, and her spirit roams the street looking for her murderer. Another version of the story claims that a female resident of one of the ancestral mansions lining Ballot Drive was abused and killed by her own family, and her spirit haunts the road, seeking help from passing drivers. Taxi drivers who pass by Ballot Drive are always afraid because some of them have already experienced paranormal occurrences on this road. It was even shown in a news station in the Philippines. In 2005, a Quezon City barangay official proposed that the city could use the legends to boost tourism by declaring the street haunted and making it available for Halloween parties. So if you think you have what it takes, why don't you try to head down to Ballot Road and experience it for yourself. Mount St. Cristobal, also called Mount Cristobal, is a nicely shaped conic volcano covered by dense rainforest. The mount is part of a Holocene volcanic complex of Mount Banahaw, but unlike Banahaw de Lubicon, which lies on top of the huge Banahaw itself, Cristobal seems to be a different mountain on its own. Its youthful morphology suggests that it postdates Mount Banahaw. The highest peak of Mount San Cristobal is 1,480 meters high. Mount Cristobal was long known within the mountaineering community as the Spooky Mountain. It was always referred to as Banahaw's alter ego, meaning that if Banahaw is the power mountain with lots of positive energy, Cristobal is supposed to be the opposite, a mountain with negative energies. Lots of stories that circulate tend to prove this, but we are not just sure if they are fabrics of a mountaineer's adventurous imaginations bolstered by a preconditioned mind, that this place is supposed to be a horror mountain. When locals climb the place, one member will claim of hearing strange sounds at night. There is a story when climbers found a dead man on the summit. local police confirmed that a mysterious murder that happened on the mountain. What a place to do such a thing. It is a bit funny that such a mountain was named after a saint would be so notorious as a haunting place. Once the neighboring Mount Banaha was called the Monte Cristobal. Being a spooky mountain. Mount Cristobal has had a lot of legends. Urban legends that are since, most of them are recent stories created by the city hikers which have circulated back within the city limits. One of the most popular myths about the mountain is that a creature that the locals call the Tumau roams around its premises. Tumau is similar to the Bigfoot of the Western legends. The best activity to do when you are camping on its peak is to do some night trekking, especially when the fog sets in and tests the limits of your bravery. Imagine the swamp, mossy crater, and dense jungle. The sun sets early in the campsite since you are inside of a crater. Try watching the Blair Witch Project movie before hiking Cristobal. Note the occasional murders. If you decide to go alone without a guide, you may get into trouble. At certain sections of the trail, there are big, wet, slippery boulders with deep gaps in between them. If you are alone, you'll find yourself trapped there with a broken leg. Despite its well-known destination for Philippine mountaineers, there are days when nobody goes up to the hill. Those are the days when the people who do go never come back. Hope you enjoyed this episode of Legend. There is a new episode every Monday, so stay tuned for that, and as always, thanks for listening.